holding. We're holding now over here. Let's start over from Macefit. Okay, so about the middle of the omelet. Yeah, the line begins Macefit. Okay, so we said that again. We said according to Rava Baba Chana, if the produce is getting spoiled or whatever at a greater rate than normal, then you go ahead and sell it even according to the Chachamim. Now, the Braisa said, though, therefore, because we know he's not going to sell it, therefore the owner can make a Truma and Maisa for produce elsewhere. So, the Leichush, now why is the owner able to declare it Truma and Maisa? Why shouldn't the owner be concerned, Dilma Havala or Yotam Kadechas Renan? What happens if before he ever designates it as Truma, so he deposits it in Nissan, by Eo it's already spoiled, but Yotam Kadechas Renan, the guy is selling it. Later that month in Eo, he's designated Truma and Maisa. Doesn't work because not in his possession anymore. And now he's going to eat Tevel. Yeah? The answer is Yosef Mekdechas Ren and Lo Shchiyah. Fine, but it's not common for it to get spoiled at a rate greater than normal.
So
what's going to happen? Okay, it may not. Fine, maybe you can say so let's ask a different question. From the point of view of the owner, let's say, fine, he doesn't have to worry because it's Lo Shchiyah, therefore he can designate it Truma and Meiser. Now let's talk about it from the point of view of the Shomer. The Imishtachi, what happens if it does end up happening? Mai, what are we supposed to do? Mizaminin lahu. We just sell this produce. V'leichu shema aftan balabai truma maisa makamacha. What if the balabas did already designate it truma and maisa for something else, and then you're going to be selling it and Zorim are going to be eating it? The answer is ki mizaminin nami l'kayinim mizmet truma mizaminin lahu. Fine, when we sell it, we don't mean we just sell it to the general public. We sell it to kayinim at the price of truma. Now truma is cheaper than regular produce, because you can only eat it. Only Koyanim can eat it.
Cheaper.
It's much cheaper. Only Koyanim can eat it. You have to eat it for Tara.
You don't know if it's Truma.
Okay.
How can you sell it to Koyanim if you don't know if it's Truma?
Well, so if it's not Truma, then fine. If it's not Truma, they'll also eat it. Fine. If it's not Tahar, it's Tame, then you can't do it.
Then.
Yeah.
Then you can't.
That's another
point. How would you know it's Tame, and how would the person who...
So if the person... Well, if it's Tame, Midoraisa, where the Gemara mentions in other places, you are allowed to declare Tame produce on as Truma, Midoraisa. The Chachamim don't want you to do that, but in this case, you didn't know. As far as the Shomer, fine. Part of his responsibility, the Shomer, is to know whether it remained Tahar or not.
Okay, so it's Tahar.
Yeah.
And it has to remain Tahar.
Yeah, so that's
because
why it sells so cheap.
No,
that's
fine,
but
then
yeah. A comment
eats the
Shem
Truma.
Who says it has to be the Shem Truma? Fine, he just eats it. He doesn't know whether it's Truma or not. Fine, he won't make the bracha, Shekin Shonim Tachas Shal Aaron to eat Truma. Fine, but
if it's Truma, he doesn't make a bracha.
It doesn't matter, he's still Yotze. And like any other stuff, they're going to miss Okay, so then the question becomes a little Nachman Yitzchak Namin is Amnin Lakarinim is made Truma. Fine, then according to Nachman Yitzchak, why doesn't that work? Why don't you just say, go ahead and sell it? And it's Truma, yeah. The answer is Behal Pligi. The actual machlokas is as follows. The underlying machlokas is like this. The Rav Baba Chana Sava Yotz Mekeches Renan Lo Shchiyah Midi. Rav Baba Chana holds, first of all, this idea that it should deteriorate at a greater rate than normal is not something common. V'chi Mishtakach, and should it ever happen, L'kamehu Dehavya Yotz Mekeches Renan. It will be only after a while, it'll take a long time for it to develop, that'll be Yotz Mekeches Renan.
What's going to take
a little. It's going to take time. The chalal is not normal. Usually, they only deteriorate at the normal rate. Even if they do, it's going to take a certain amount of time for that to happen.
It's going to be significant enough because you're selling it for a cheaper amount anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be what? It's going to have to be significantly deteriorating.
In order to be able to sell it, right? Because
you're going to sell it for
cheaper.
$50,
indeed.
Whatever.
So therefore, the point is,
right.
You're only going to be selling it
right.
If you're going to cause a gain
but
for the guy. Yeah.
Wait.
That's the point. So if it deteriorates slowly, that's what the Chacham said. You don't sell it anyway. If it deteriorates fast, it's not common for it to do that. And even if it does, it takes a long time for that to develop. Should we assume that maybe the Balabas declared it Truma Maiser? He will have done it long before the Yos Mekadechas Renan situation developed. Therefore, fine, when he declared it Truma Maiser, he was able to, because it was still in your possession, it hadn't yet deteriorated very much. So therefore, Hilkach, so now, Ki Havalahu Yos Mekadechas Renan, so now if this unusual situation happens, and you have Yos Mekadechas Renan, Nizamnin Lakainim and made Truma, then go ahead and sell it to Kainim for the value of Truma, and that way you've covered all your bases.
So the assumption is it would have developed early on?
The assumption is, if the owner was going to designate it as Truma and Maisa, he would have done it early on. long before it started deteriorating to the point that you have to talk about selling it. So fine, at this point it may well be Truma. Fine, go ahead and sell it at that point to Kohen.
It's perishable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
By the time
it deteriorates a large amount, enough time will pass.
All the stuff that's shy.
Right. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter whether we ate that stuff yet. The point is he'll already designate it as Truma yet. It is actually fairly common for it to deteriorate at a faster rate than normal. And furthermore, when it happens, it may happen in a very short period. So therefore, fine. I agree, if he had already designated it Truma, fine, you can go and sell it to Kohanim. The problem is he may not have done that yet. If you're going to say sell it, he might have to sell it fairly soon after he received it. Meanwhile, the owner doesn't know he sold it. He doesn't know that it deteriorated faster than normal. He went and designated Truma Meiser. Lo yada d'zavna. He doesn't know it was sold. And now he's eating tevel. So that's the issue, basically. That's the underlying machlokes between him. Not whether he's going to designate.
When we
assume he's going to designate in a short time frame, right? But that short time frame, is it likely that in that short time frame it'll have already deteriorated and you'll already be selling it? Or is it likely that you'll still have it in your possession during that time? Okay. The Gemara says, fine. I have a further contradiction to this statement of Rabbi Baba Chana is about the difference between the Chidei Chasurin and the Yosef Chasurin. A Braisa says, Hamaskid Peiraseh Tachaveri, if somebody deposits fruit for produce for safekeeping by another person, Vihukibu, and it's spoiled, or Yayin Behechmet, so he deposited wine and it became vinegar. Vihukibu means it's spoiled. Rako means rot. Yayin Behechmet, so wine and it became sour. Shemen Behivish, so he deposited oil and it became rancid. Or Dvash Behidvish, so he deposited honey and it fermented or whatever it is exactly, yeah? Mayor. A mayor says that the shomer shouldn't touch him. So the mayor obviously is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Whereas the Chachamim say that in that case, you fix up the situation by selling it in Beis Din. What the Takana is, we'll talk about soon.
We don't see here there's a rate of decay.
Wait. That's what the mayor is going to ask. Right. And the Braita continues. Now when you're selling them, you have to sell it to other people. You cannot sell it to yourself in the sense, you know what, I'll keep the spoiled stuff and I'll pay for it. I'll set the money aside. Don't do that because there may be a shad that maybe you undervalued it because you want it for yourself. In a similar vein, a collector of tzedakah, when they don't have aniyim to give out money to, yeah, I'll buy that happen. Purchase now. They have copper coins. Most people give tzedakah as copper coins. Copper coins, copper coins. They rust very, very easily. So therefore, eventually, it's not going to be any good anymore. So you have to exchange them out for larger coins, silver coins, for example. They should only make this change for other people, not for themselves. That's what we're saying, yeah. Similarly, the people who are in charge of collecting food that's given out directly to the poor people, tamhoi is a serving tray. If they don't have poor people to divide to give the food to, they should sell the food to other people. Again, not for themselves, for the same reason, because of Shad. By the way, it doesn't say anything about them doing it in the presence of Beis Din, unlike the Shomer. And Mephoshim say on that, the Rashba says the difference is the Gabbai Tzedakah is considered to a certain extent the balabas of the thing. Therefore, he doesn't have to do it in the presence of Beis Din. However, he can't sell it to himself. He has to sell it to others. Anyway, be that as it may, the Braisa mentioned fruit that spoiled. My lava filo yosim today chesrenim. Before that means even if it's spoiled at a greater rate than normal, and the chachamim are still saying, and Rameir is still saying, lo yugabehen, you don't touch it. So what is Rabbi Baba Chana telling us that if it was at a greater rate than you do sell it? Answer is lo yugabehen chesrenim. No, the Braisa can mean that it's within the normal rate. Therefore, again, like the Tanakhama, our Mishnah says, therefore be well enough alone. Roitzad and Makav Shaloy, etc. Okay, question is, What about the Braita mentioned specific cases? Wine that became sour, oil that became rancid, honey that became that honey that spoiled, all those things is Yosef Kadechas Roin, and it's not normal for these things to happen. The answer is shiny honey. It's different with those kinds of things. Even to come. Once they got to a certain point, they stay at that point. They don't keep deteriorating. Once wine becomes vinegar, but the point is, fine, it became vinegar. It's not going to become any worse. It's not going to become, the vinegar is not going to become more vinegar. What we're going to say in a second, it has a certain monetary value. Wait, we're going to get back to that in a point in a second. The point is, as opposed to produce, fine, let's say, for example, you expect that 10% of it is going to rot or be eaten by mice or whatever, unless you find 20%. If you don't do something, another 20% is going to be gone, and then another. It's going to be lost completely. Therefore,
you're saying produce is progressive?
The produce is progressive. Wine, for example, is just that's it. It's spoiled and that's
immediate.
That. Yeah. Well, not immediate necessarily. I mean, not immediate, but it's an all or nothing kind of thing, right? Okay. Question is, fine, Shemin Vahidvish, Vash Vahidvish, Lamai Chalu. What are you going to, you're saying that you should, the Chachamim are saying you should go sell them in Beis Din. You go sell them under the supervision of Beis Din. Who are you going to find who's going to be willing to buy rancid oil or spoiled honey? Vinegar or mela. Vinegar the Gemara is not asking about. Use vinegar for salad dressing or whatever with the others. The answer is Shemin Chazi L'Guldoi. Oil is something, even rancid oil. People who work with leather can use it to, when they're tanning the leather or whatever to soak it. Yeah, dvash l'ktisha gidgamli, and spoiled honey you can use for saddle sores on a camel. A camel gets sores on its back from carrying loads. You smear honey on it to make it better. For that, even rancid, for that even spoiled honey will work. So you will find people who will buy it. Then we said, so that was really, the question was also according to the mayor, that a mayor had said that even in that case, the point is, because even the guy will still have some value out of it. No, not according to Chachamim to sell it. According to the mayor, still Lo Yugaben, because he himself can still find some use for it. Yeah.
But he's going to lose at least.
He'll lose some of the value, but again, we said before that. Okay, but again, once it's spoiled already, it's gone, it's not going to change any further. Then we said, then we said the Chachamim say that you make a takana, you try to salvage the situation and sell them in Beis Din. My takanta of lehu, how are you salvaging the situation? Lechura, if fine, if it's wine that became vinegar, it's not turning any more vinegary, so what are you salvaging by selling it now? You're salvaging that the container is going to keep deteriorating if you keep the spoiled stuff in.
Can you salvage a container that contains things that are completely destroyed?
That's what we're saying. But my kumasugi, therefore, what's the underlying machlokes between a mayor and the chachamim? Yeah. Well, but less expensive than the content. So therefore, demarsav alahefsed meruba choshu alahefsed mort lechoshu. One opinion is that we're only concerned about hefsed meruba, about the great loss of the entire thing. We're not concerned about the hefsed mort. So therefore, in other words, if the produce is only starting to deteriorate a little bit, for example, we're not only concerned about that, the container may also deteriorate, the container may also rot or whatever. We're not so concerned about that. Therefore, the mayor says leave it alone. We're even concerned about the hefsed mort. We are concerned about the container, yeah. And therefore, we should sell it as soon as possible. And then we said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm a Yimkirim Abbasin, Rav Meshur Kamesha Abed Lavailim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the halacha is like a farming. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you sell them in Beis Din. Well, wait, actually, not so simple. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you sell them in Beis Din because it's like Meshur Abed Lavailim. It's like doing a Shabbos Abed. So, Itma, Rav Abba, Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Yechon, halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, fine, Rav Yechon says, halacha is like it. But Rav, Amr Rav Nachman, halacha, Kedivir Chacham. However, Rav says that in the name of Rav Nachman, that the halacha is like the Chacham. Okay, the problem is, you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, va'amar Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. But we find Rabbi Yochanan already said in a different context that in general the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Da'amar Rabbi Abachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makam shashana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu, any place in the Mishnah, as opposed to Braitis, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says an opinion. Yeah, we had it in Xobos, for example. Halacha k'mo, he said the halacha is like him.
Every
time Rav Shimon Gamliel says an opinion in the Mishnah, then the halacha is like him. Chutz me'orev v'tzidon or v'raya achrona, except for three cases. Orev is a case at the end of Bava Basra. Tzidon is a case we learned about in Gittin, about a get over there that was given, a case of a get that was given in Tzidon. name of a place. And Raya Achrona is a case in Sanhedrin,
where the halacha is not
like. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying as a general rule the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he need to say it specifically in our Mishnah the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is Amiroyim ninu valdi b'dir Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you have two Amiroyim who disagree within what Rabbi Yochanan said. You had one opinion that Rabbi Yochanan said it as a general rule, and the other that he didn't say this general rule, that there can be exceptions and whatever, and therefore you have to specify in each place. So here the halacha would be like, here according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha would be like him regardless. But so yeah. When the halacha is like Rabbi Nachman and Dinei Mamonos. Therefore, the halacha ends up being like Rabbi Nachman, which is in turn that the halacha is like a chachamim. Again, unless it's Yosef Mekadei Chasaron, and we said before that even the chachamim agree that he sells. So now the Gemara is going to actually start a discussion. This concept that the halacha is like Rabbi Nachman
was made after this Gemara.
Usually, that's true. That is true, but the reason is more the Gemara mentions in some places because Rabbi Nachman himself was a dayan. And therefore he knew his way around Dinei Mamonos as well. Okay. Later on, the later Amiroyim, or Rabbanan Tzibaroyim, whatever. Yes. Okay. Let's go a couple of more lines just to finish off with Rav Shimon Gamliel, because then the Gemara is going to kind of use this as a jumping off point for a different topic, which we'll continue most of that topic with tomorrow. But okay. So the Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnah, based on Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion in our Mishnah, where he's saying that if the produce is going to get damaged, you sell it because then you're being Meshav Aveda, we can learn from his opinion another concept. The Meridian Kar of Nichse Shavu. If you have, for example, a person has been captured or taken prisoner or whatever by the Goyim, he has land which needs to be worked. Somebody needs to be looking after that land and not just letting it sit idle. According to Shimon Gamliel, Lachora, it would come out that you allow a close relative to go and start working that field. Because you don't want him to lose out all that time, that you don't want the owner to lose out all that time that he's in captivity. Based on the Chachamim's opinion, where they say you leave the Kadin alone, by the same logic, in the case of the Nechasim of a Shavuot, leave it well enough alone. Fine, let it stay fallow, let it whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't want a Karev to take care of it because he may overwork the field, he may whatever, you know. Okay, the Gemara says we may. Who says that it's the same thing? Dilma ad kan lekamer of Shimon Gamliel hacha el mishum b'chokal yakarna. Maybe the Shimon Gamliel only says in our Mishnah that you sell the produce because if you leave it, it's all going to be gone. There's going to be nothing left eventually. Aval hasam, but in the case of a field, let's say, fine, it's not going to be worked for several years. It's going to develop weeds. It's not going to be whatever. But it's not the land itself is still going to be there eventually. Eventually, when he gets out of jail or captivity or whatever, he'll come back to his land. It'll still be there waiting for him. Aval hasam. So therefore, in the case of a field, hachinami dein meridin. Maybe the Shimon Gamliel would agree that you don't allow a karev to take care of it because you don't want him to overwork the field or whatever. So conversely, maybe the Rabbanan only say in our Mishnah you don't sell it for either of the reasons we mentioned before, because Roit the Adam, or because you may have declared the produce Truma Meister. Aval Hasam, but when it comes to a field, neither of those issues exist. Then maybe the Chachamim would agree that you can allow a relative to take care of it, rather than letting it sit fallow.
Meridian,
we allow him to go down, because fields were usually on a lower level than the areas around them. So like he goes down into the field and starts working it. Okay, the question is, remember, today timing, you knew. Fine, then what are you telling me, that it's two completely different issues, that the case of our Mishnah and the case of the Pekodin and the case of the field of the captive person have nothing to do with each other? We find that Shmuel made two statements. One, that Allah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, the other one, that you allow a Karev to my Lav Mishnah B'chad Taimu. L'chore, it's because Shmuel is being consistent with his own opinion, so therefore it shows that the two things are related. And so it's not today time in Inu. No, you could say that they are two separate things. Shmuel had an opinion on one and he had an opinion on the other. They're not necessarily connected. Yeah. And in fact, talking Nami Mistabra, in fact, it's logical to say that there's no real connection between them. Because on the other hand, we just said before that Rav Nachman said the halacha is like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. And yet Rav Nachman also says, as the Gemara is going to go on with the discussion, which will continue tomorrow, that he's one of the opinions that says that you do allow a relative to take care of these Nechazim. So if it was all because of one reason, then Rav Nachman would be contradicting himself. Shmamina, Ela Shmamina, straight time, and you know that shows it must be two different issues, two different considerations. Shmamina, good, that proves it, that one has nothing to do
with it.
On whose behalf?
On himself. That's his opinion, and he was just expressing the opinion.
No, because if he's saying the halacha is like the chachamim means, in other words, that we don't say, fine, the produce is deteriorating or whatever, doesn't matter, you still don't sell it unless it's yosem kedeches tzoyna. So in the case of the field, he might say differently, though. He might say that, no, you don't want the guy to lose out from all the produce that this field can produce over the years and whatever, and therefore, and you don't want the field itself to develop weeds and whatever, and therefore, yeah. And then if we allow our relatives to take care of it. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow.